Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It's 7:49 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. It's 7:50, Brave Warriors time. And tonight, it's the Brave Warriors versus Tunisia.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mouth-watering clash.
Yeah.
Let's bring in a gentleman that really understands football. He's the man that will give it to us straight.
Yeah.
No skew stories or no around the, come and play around the bush stories.
He's
going to give it to us straight.
Yeah.
Football analyst and reporter as well, Abudi, and podcaster of late now, Marco Tlovu.
Hi, Marco.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great. How are you doing today?
No, I'm doing great. I'm loving the energy in the studio there.
Before we go,
Shaquan, someone special, eh?
Hello.
What's happening?
Yeah, you people, you take me swag, you.
No.
Thank you for highlighting Mark. I was hoping other people were catching. You caught it. Thank you.
Wow.
You know what we're going to do? We're not going to waste time. All we're going to do is we're going to wait for the name of that someone special.
Yeah.
But let's get into it, NSK.
I will never fumble nobody's name like that. Come on. But yeah, let's get right into it, man.
Yeah, man. Look, listen, Marco, the last time these two teams met in 2007, 2008?
2007,
And Tunisia got the victory. At that time, it was a friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We played in Tunisia, and this will be the first time that the two countries will actually meet at this tournament. Walk us through this game, Marco.
Yeah, thanks, NSK. Thanks, Shaquan. This is going to be a tough game for Namibia. Obviously, Tunisia is one of the top-ranked teams in Africa.
Mm.
They've always been ranked in the top 10, I don't know for how long. And they've always produced top-quality players who play in the big leagues in Europe and other continents. And if you look at their last five or last six matches, they've performed extremely well. They beat Botswana 3-0. That was in September. They beat Egypt 3-1 in September again. And they also, they lost to South Korea 4-0 in October before losing 2-0 to Japan. That is in October as well. So they've been playing proper quality football. And they also played Sao Tome and Principe. I think it was in November.
Hmm.
They beat them 4-0. So it shows you what kind of a team they are. They beat Malawi. They drew with Mauritania. They've beaten Cabo Verde. That was in January.
They beat Cabo Verde this year. I mean, last year.
Last year. So they are really a quality team, and if you look at the matches that they played just before the just before the Africa Cup of Nations, that was the one against Cabo Verde, and they drew against Mauritania. So they are a well prepared side. They are always a well drilled side. They are very technical. They are very tactical, and they can punish you if they catch you on the break. You are in big problems. But of late, we know that at the Africa Cup of Nations, they haven't performed as well as everybody would have expected them to perform.
Mm.
That doesn't make it an easy game for the Brave Warriors. They've had proper preparations, and we need to be very careful when we face them.
Okay, but also looking at the squad that we have right now, hey, how much faith do you have in them, just in terms of as an analyst, how they've played and the what has gone into the training sessions and so forth? How do you think the team is actually going to perform regardless of Tunisia being such a strong team?
Look, our team is the most experienced squad that we have ever taken to the Africa Cup of Nations.
Yeah.
We have about 13 players who are going to the Africa Cup of Nations for the second time, and they are all in their 30s, or 27, 28, 29, and that's where most of the players are at their peak. That's the age where the players peak when it comes to football. So we're taking the most experienced squad that we can have, and those that are going there for the first time, this is the most talented squad that we have as well for a long time. We know that for 5 years we didn't have any football. I think we took the best squad we could have taken to the Africa Cup of Nations. And we will disagree on certain players being there and other players not being there.
Not true.
That's the nature of football. You can't really please everybody. And everyone has different views on different things. And I think the coach at the moment needs our support. And I think the technical team at the moment did what they could. In terms of preparations, yes, we did have some sort of preparations in Ghana. 2 weeks, the team spent 2 weeks. 2 weeks there. And prior to that, they spent another 2 weeks here in Windhoek, the local-based players. Mm. They played a friendly match. The local-based players played a practice match with a local side in Ghana, and then the team itself played a practice match with Ghana, the national team. Initially, Coach Colin Benjamin said that he wanted to play 11 matches after qualification. He wanted to play 11 matches so that he can have an idea of what kind of a team he has. But unfortunately, because of fans and other things, he couldn't do that, and which is understandable. I think he played about 4 or 5 or 6. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't good enough.
Hmm. I want to ask you this. You mentioned, yes, I mean, as Namibians, we are going to have questions about this player being left out, this player not making. Will we have a regret of not taking Awilo to the African Cup of Nations?
Will we have a regret of taking Peter Shalulile to the African Cup of Nations? That's a question that I'll ask back to you before I answer you.
I don't understand.
Just give us context again.
I'm saying, will we have a regret of taking Peter Shalulile to the Africa Cup of Nations?
As in, will he score? In the absence he doesn't score, will we regret taking Peter? Okay, I hear you.
So, like I'm saying, it's a gamble. You know, football is a gamble. As a coach, you see something and then you decide, okay, this is what I'm going to go and try. So we are going to try this. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Mm. I mean, look at Cameroon. They left that Bayern Munich guy, Chipo Mutombo.
Left him.
And look at how they performed yesterday.
Mm.
It was a good performance. Still in Cameroon, they took Andre Onana there to fly him in and to make all these arrangements. What if he goes there and does what he does best? What we've seen him doing best at Manchester United.
Mm.
So football is a gamble, you know. How do we know that Awilo was going to go and score there? How do we know that Peter is going to score there?
Mm.
But finish your train of thought, sorry.
No, you can go ahead.
All right, okay. So now, here's the thing. Namibia defensively, we have a very solid defensive structure.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, naturally so, because other teams will always dominate possession. But if you look at Tunisia is also incredibly strong defensively. Tunisia conceded just one goal in 6 qualification games for this tournament, fewer than any other team. And then they have a very dangerous marksman in Youssef M'Sakhni. How do we neutralize Youssef M'Sakhni? And how do you penetrate that defense?
Look, Tunisia has got quality players. I can tell you that their defense, I think they will play with that guy from Al Ahly. Al Malouli. And then they've, I think, from also Etoile to Sahel and Esperance players. Mm. And those are players that are always playing in the African Champions League. They also have international players who are playing in Germany, in France.
That's what I wanted to ask, actually.
In Greece. That's their defenders. And for us, Peter Shalulile has played against these guys when he's playing in the Champions League.
Yeah.
As long as you create chances for him. With Peter Shalulile, you don't need to create 100 chances. If you can create 5 chances, trust me, 1.5 of them will go in. Mm. And that means we have scored 1.5 or 2 goals. And if we score 2 goals, I don't think we can lose a match after scoring 2 goals. Mm. But looking at Youssef M'Sakhni, he probably doesn't know anything about Namibia. And he will come there with that kind of attitude. I'm hoping he comes there with that kind of attitude. Then we can capitalize on that. And our players also, remember, it's the biggest stage on the African continent. There is no longer anyone who's a small team. So the players from Namibia should know that they are also big guys, because they are now playing with the big boys, that is at the African Cup of Nations.
Yeah.
So our defenders should know that they are there because they deserve to be there. They are not there because somebody gave them a favor or handed out the position to them.
Absolutely.
They worked hard for it. They qualified for it by beating one of the biggest teams on the continent. We have won the tournament, I think, 3 or 4 or 5 times. That is Cameroon. So if you beat guys like that, then you know you deserve to be there. Nobody handed it out to you.
Okay, Marco. Yeah, okay. Sorry to cut you off, man. We're running a little bit out of time. You know, one question that I want to pose to you and NSK right now.
Mm.
Do you guys feel or not feel that we are putting too much pressure on just Peter Shalulile?
There is always pressure. I just put pressure on you to tell us who the special guy.
Marco. up for president.
Pressure is everywhere, guys. Have a lovely day. Pressure is everywhere.
Thank you so much, Marco. We appreciate you. We'll keep abreast with you throughout the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
but wait, your final predictions, my guy?
My heart says 1-1, but I think it's going to be 2-1 in favor of Tunisia.
All right. No, thank you. I think that's a fair prediction.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that, Marco. Let's watch the game tonight.
Okay, cool.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, cheers.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.